Standing by in Minneapolis. Hi, Joe.
Yeah, thanks, Mitch.
Hey.
Mitch.
Yeah.
I just pulled over where my mother made.
You're not in the car, I hope.
No, my mom. No, hell no. And I got cinnamon rolls here that my mama made. And, I'm saying, what the hell? And life is good.
Oh, yeah, life sounds pretty good over there indeed. So you got the cinnamon rolls and mama made them, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
You might as well eat them, though. You know, you got to eat them within about 2-3 days.
Sure. How is Ma?
I was feeling. Mama?
Yeah.
She's got a upper arch of an aortic aneurysm. And, personally, I thought that the Japanese could, insert something in there. But, it's in flux.
Her aorta?
Well,
we'll
have to see.
Who's doctoring her?
Oh, the best in the business.
You going down to the Mayo?
I can tell you who did the lower.
How much of
abdominal?
How much of Ma has been done?
Say again.
How much of Ma has been done?
Say again. How much of Ma? What is that?
Hoops to you.
Hey, what is that again, Mitch?
I was just wondering where you think the market's headed.
I would. Right now, you want to switch?
Or where?
That's good enough.
Headed in the 20s.
That's what I do with every day.
The market?
Yes, sir.
I thought you. I thought you were a baker.
Get economically astute.
I thought you were a baker.
No, yes, I've been. I think I got the money supply figured out. A little bit, yeah.
After all these years on this earth, Joe, and all your experiences and all the places you've been, the things you've seen, and the philosophizing you've done, certainly on this show.
I did what I wanted.
I'm just curious to know, what do you think has been the greatest lesson?
Yep. Yep.
Okay, thanks again.
Hey, Mitch.
Yes.
So?
Oh, I was asking, after all your years...
I was supposed to ask you a question, wasn't I?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hey.
Yes, hello.
What was that all about?
What I just did, I was asking what the greatest lesson of life has been for you.
Defending the blood of my country.
Ah, I forgot about, it wasn't Guadalcanal, it was Grenada, that's right.
No, that's for sure.
Yeah, Grenada.
Yep.
Which has not had a book written about it yet, while Guadalcanal has.
Always.
Seems
like always that. And ever. Every time, that's, whatever you want to call it, I don't care.
I see.
Expansion multiplier, what can I say? You know,
hold it, just a minute. Someone's checking.
You know, you could use economics to that, or you could use anything else.
Just a real quick
break. The things I experienced that you could expand or multiply.
Joe, you still there? Joe? I'll find him. He's Joe, right? And what city is he from?
We search by telephone number.
Minneapolis.
For what city?
Minneapolis.
For what listing?
Joe.
This is Eric. I'll be right with you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, what's the last name?
Joe, and that's just a partial first name. I assume it's Joseph.
So the last name is actually Joseph?
No, I assume that would be what his first name would be.
Okay. What's the last name?
Well, I just have the partial first.
And did you have a number?
No, you guys normally give that.
Okay, we need at least the first four letters of a last.
Wait a minute, I do have a number here. Hang on.
612-343-9899.
Well, I've never given one to you guys before. This.
We'll see what we can do is look it up backwards for you.
Then you'd be able to give me the number back again?
What's that?
And then you'd be able to give me the number back again?
Yeah, we'd be able to tell you who the number belongs to and that kind of stuff. This.
Oh, I know it's Joe's.
Okay, this unfortunately is a non-published number.
Okay, huh. The weird thing is I have the number.
Okay, have you called it?
So, you're telling me you can't give me the number I just gave you, is that right?
I'm just saying we don't have anything.
But I mean, you're unable to provide me with the number that I just gave you because it's non-published, correct?
No, I can give it to you, 612-343-9899.
I thought it was non-published.
I just gave it to you, though.
Yeah, but how can you do that? No one's ever given me a non-published number when I call this number. How can you do that?
Okay, hold on.
Can I talk to your superior?
We got to start over here.
Well, you just gave me a non-published number, which I think is illegal.
I just gave you the same number you gave me and read it back to you.
But it's a non-published number.
Okay, 1 second. I'll get to my supervisor.
All right.
Supervisor Cleveland City, please.
Steve?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm with the Citizens Action Committee for 411 Responsibility, and we were doing some investigative work. I called, and that fellow, I forget what his name was, but he gave me a non-published number. You're not supposed to do that.
What do you mean?
He gave me a number that's non-published.
What was it for?
It was a citizen's number in Minneapolis, and it was non-published, and he read it to me.
Who was it for?
Joe. It was only a partial first. I assume it's Joseph, but all I had was Joe.
I don't see how he gave you any number if you only gave him just the first name. We have to have the last name in order to search. I guess I'm...
Well, I had narrowed it down. It was Minneapolis proper.
Okay.
I had narrowed it down to Minneapolis proper, which must have made it a little easier. But all of a sudden he says that number's non-published. And I said, fine, but then he gives me it.
Did he, like, put it off to the audio and it said that the customer should request this is non-published?
No, he just said in my ear, he said this is non-published.
I'm not following you, sir. I'm sorry. That's our policy. You know, when it comes up and it's in our directory and it's non-published, we can at least tell them that we've got a possible listing that's non-published. We've always been able to do that.
Sure you have, but have you ever said it's non-published and then gone ahead and given the number?
No.
Because that's what he did. He gave the number to me.
There's no way for us to give the number. There's just no way at all. I'm not doubting you, but no. I'm just saying they evidently switched you off to something else or something. I mean, if you can give me the name, I can certainly see what the problem is or
Joe.
What's going on.
Joe.
But the last name, too.
You know, if I had all that information, I'd just look it up in a book.
Okay, I'm sorry, sir. I'm really confused.
That's all right. I'm confused as hell, too.
I don't know what's going on because there's no way for us to search just by the first name.
Well, I'll tell you something. I should have never gotten into this whole Citizens Action Committee for 411 Responsibility. They're a bunch of drunks anyway. Yeah.
Maybe.
This is the first time they've done an investigative piece, and the whole thing's a disaster so far. All right. I suppose if it was a more complicated name, if I had for a first name something that was less common, like, I don't know, Herkimer, you probably could have given me the number.
Well, no. I mean, it's our policy. When it's non-published, you know, we just don't give out any information.
But say it wasn't non-published and I just had Herkimer in Minneapolis, didn't have a last name, you probably could get it.
No, we couldn't get it at
okay,
all.
Okay, so you're just... You're
all we
just
do
tunnel vision on this whole last name business. You guys,
we have to.
You,
have
you will
name.
Not deviate from the whole last name deal.
Yeah.
Last name.
that's the whole key, because our system's set up alphabetically
sure.
Like the white pages.
I hear you. Yeah, you don't have the last name, you're screwed.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, all right. But I appreciate that.
No problem.
All right, thanks.
Man.
Hey.
Well, me and my mom watched Dr. Zhivago again this year.
Huh?
And that's kind of our life.
You and your ma have a good life.
Uh-huh. Well, that's kind of the way it is. You know, when he was... And, hey, you know, that's kind of the way it is.
She sure must be proud of you.
Well, Mitch, what the hell are you trying to do? What the hell? Mitch, this is the way it is, Mitch. Hey, my mama don't know things. My mama don't know things. That's the way it is, Mitch. And, Mitch, I'll leave you with this, Mitch.
All right.
The Polish people.
Good people.
Initiated the Czech.
Pardon?
The Soviet internal police. I'll leave you with that.
Joe, what prompted the call?
That's it, Mitch.
Yeah, but what prompted the call?
No, I don't need to know no more.
But what prompted you to call back?
It's just because that's the way it is.
Was it the Dr. Zhivago deal?
Huh?
You say your ma and you watch Dr. Zhivago again. Hello?
I don't know why, Mitch. I don't know. I'm going to have that looked at.
Alrighty.
Thank you, Mitch.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Bye, Joe.